Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity right here on a real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All kinds of stuff happening in the news. And my God, you can do 5 hours a day just kind of commenting on the stuff that's going down right now. And I couldn't remember his name. Newsom. God, it's a Freudian thing. I'm trying to get him out of my mind. I want to forget about the guy. And Newsom, again, you know, the guy can't get out of his own way. He's still rushing, he's running up and down the state and trying to tell people, you know, that this is just a bunch of right-wing conservative hacks that are doing this to him. I get the biggest kick out of it. Brad Dink is going to join us right after the break. I always appreciate his time with us. I hope you do, too. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, or as we call it, PJI. And Brett, they've got a bunch of crazy lawsuits and suits and issues that they're fighting for you. We've got lawmakers here in California that are pushing for gender-neutral toy aisles. Right? They're going to force businesses into having gender-neutral toy aisles, or they're going to get fined. Gender-neutral clothes aisles. Because there's nothing more important in California than gender neutrality, right? It's just amazing. More and more states are passing more and more heartbeat bills. And that's exactly what they should call them, heartbeat bills. Because I really want a Dem to call the show. I really want a Dem to sit there and you look at them and say, that thing, whatever you call it, has a heartbeat. What do you do with that? Because under the law, if you stop the heartbeat of a human, you're up for murder, right? Or involuntary manslaughter, or. Isn't that the classic definition of death? Is when the heart stops? And then PJ also, they're beating their brains out to protect women in sports. I mean, protect women in sports. It's really that simple. If you have an ounce of honesty in your blood, if you have an ounce of honesty, or actually, if you have two brain cells to rub together, there is no way that you can tell me that a 14, 15, 16-year-old biological boy, or a 14 to 15 to 16 year old biological girl, have the same muscle mass, bone density, and strength and weaknesses. They don't. It's biologically, it's just dishonest for you to try to say so. Anyway, you know, again, the recall. Stop getting, I'm loving this, because everybody's coming out of the woodwork to try to protect this guy. But I got to tell you something. I thought they'd have a little bit more vigor with it. Now, he's running up and down the state. I'm wondering if they got something up their sleeves And remember, it's the legislature that decides the date of the election. So be really curious to see what happens. I don't know if you heard about this at the border. They grabbed a couple of suspected terrorists. Not that that never happened under Trump, right? But we're seeing so much more of it now. I mean, almost on an hour-by-hour basis. At the southern border. Now, McCarthy has requested classified FBI-CIA briefings on what's going on. Because if they don't know, there's a real problem. Right? And I don't know how much information the FBI or CIA is going to give up anyhow. Because, you know, they've been tasked with covering Joey B. Making sure he doesn't get the blame for everything or anything. I thought Harris was watching over the border. Has anybody seen her down? Anybody get send me some pictures or video of her down at the border? I'm just curious more than anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Jesse in Florida, you want to talk about transgenders in sports?
Hey, Joe. Well, I don't necessarily use that language, say it in the way you said it, but that's the issue I want to talk about. Yeah. Do you know you got nominated on it for a radio award? You probably know about that already.
You know, Jesse, you give me a different state you're from all the time, and just what's the issue for you?
I'm just saying you're nominated for dumbest radio host. I'm serious. You actually got nominated for that.
Well, cool. I hope I get it. I should win something, shouldn't I?
Well, you have a chance.
Are you waiting for me to come back with it? Listen, do you always lie to get on radio shows, or do you just like to hear yourself? Seriously.
What?
Do you want to talk about sports or not? That's a yes or no question. I'm trying to make it as easy as I can for you.
I'm just trying to tell you you're nominated for dumbest radio.
Do you want to talk about sports, yes or no? Stop being a stereotypical Democrat. And is it? It's a yes or no. Did you want to talk about sports or not?
Are you trying to win by not hanging up?
Did you lie to get on the air or not? See that? This is what I mean. They can't tell the truth to get on the air. He always said last time he was from Virginia, this time he's from Florida. And I can tell his voice. I love it. Because he's exactly what I keep telling you guys about. All right. Anyway, we'll move on to a more intelligent conversation. So Kevin McCarthy is asking to get a briefing on this, but I don't know why, because they're not going to get what they're looking for. Anyway, Customs and Border Protection announced that two Yemeni men had been apprehended and identified on the terror watch list. Gee, are you shocked? Joey B doesn't care. The Dems don't care. And as I said, as you just saw on the call, they'll lie to get anything. So we'll see your host, Brad Dinkins, joins me right after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count discount bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't worry, Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly simply being part of the conversation. Let me bring Brad Dacus on with us. He's on with us pretty much every week. I always enjoy his insight, his time on the law and what's going on. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's got to be coming. You got to be dealing with some of these issues like drinking out of a fire hose, as they say. I mean, there's so, with Joe Biden going crazy, there's so much of his stuff coming down that you're going to have to start dealing with state to state, issue by issue, aren't you?
Oh, without question. We definitely are. And it's on the federal level, but also then on the state level, where we have radical leftists controlling certain state legislatures, and unfortunately, I live in one of those states.
Oh, yeah, and out of control is not even a proper term for it. I mean, seriously, you know, they were like kids that were locked in a candy store and mom and dad aren't around, you know.
But, Yeah, well put.
I mean, seriously, when you think about it. So now they're pushing, first they were pushing for gender-neutral clothes aisles, right? They wanted to make sure the kids that were gender-neutral or really hadn't chosen their gender yet wouldn't feel out of place when they were walking down the aisles in Target or other places. The funny thing about it, this is such a minor few children that are going through this, and yet we're changing everything, every major law, everything to accommodate something that they need to work on. And now,
right.
Now we're going past that, and now they want gender-neutral toy aisles. I mean, can this really stick?
Yeah, it is pretty insane. These regulations and restrictions on businesses, and it doesn't apply to everyone. It applies to Macy's and large department stores and large toy stores and the like. And yet this is government being very not just regulatory, but really controlling.
Yep.
In a way that is almost devoid of even a rational basis. I know what they're saying, but the reality is, anything that is that encourages a child to have confusion, gender identity dysphoria, is not a healthy prescription. And in fact, in the overwhelming majority of the children who are simply just left alone, they work it through, and by the time they're in high school, they're done with it. So this is not this legislation to further the confusion. Or to further the dysphoria and to placate it is not healthy. Psychologists think it's healthy, and clearly not the right approach for a child who is going through this. But also, it's going to be very problematic for merchants and for parents, and frustrating for many parents, taking them longer to do shopping.
Right.
Than they wish, and I think many of them will just say, you know what, forget it. I'm going to go somewhere else where I don't have to deal with trying to figure out whether something's for a boy or a girl.
To help pump more through Amazon, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Why put yourself through all that, having to walk down those aisles trying to figure out what's what for who and how? It's just great. The majority, and that's the funny thing about it, I've never understood this, and I know that I'll get the emails that say, oh, you know, you can't just discount. I didn't say discount to anybody, but I don't know of any other industry or any other issues across the country where when you have, you know, such a small percentage of society, and even that, I don't believe is totally real, but you have a small percentage of society, yet you're changing, you know, 95% of the actions. It makes absolutely no sense.
You know, it really doesn't. And, you know, the free market is actually really sensitive to the wishes and needs and desires of consumers. That's why stores have departments to begin with. They have one for children, teenagers, young adults, and different places of life and different sizes. And it's very, very sensitive, actually, the free market to the private sector, to legitimate real interests of consumers. This just makes it actually go in the other direction. It makes it more frustrating for consumers, and it's government getting involved in something that not only don't have a place to, they don't have a right to be involved in, but they're playing a role that's actually counterproductive, according to the experts. That's what makes it even more chilling.
Well, no, the experts don't count when they don't go your way. I mean, that's really the way it works on the left, okay?
Right,
I mean,
right.
Think about something. The bill's author explained that signage such as boys and girls is stigmatizing to some children. Now, I am 60 years old. I've had, four children. Can you imagine? I've been in a store a few times. And I've been in the store with my grandchildren. I have yet to see a child that was stigmatized pointing to a sign that say boy and going, oh, Mom, why does that say boy up there? Never seen that in the whole time I've been there.
Exactly. And unfortunately, there are cases where parents are actually, particularly for young little children, are actually often the facilitator or encourager of confusion sometimes when this happens. So this is a bit more like, but when the government gets involved,
yep,
and contributes, it just exacerbates the problem, particularly for parents who really just want to deal with it in a very responsible way and not try to encourage it. It's really very disrespectful for the parents who are already going through something very difficult, just to make things all the more complicated and difficult for them. So it's really not even helping the people that they're supposedly trying to help.
Yeah, agreed. Well, it's part of it is the way they go after it. The part of it is the way they push it. And
right.
you know, again, it's like shoving it down people's throats. Look, I probably didn't agree with 98% of what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, but one of the things she said about Roe versus Wade at one point in time was the biggest mistake they ever did was for the Supreme Court to make it the law of the land, so to speak. And she said the reason behind it was that it was already gaining acceptance, it was already moving through many state legislatures, and if they had just left it alone, it would have taken on its own life. And
right, because the people would be the ones making that decision.
That's
in the same way with the free market. If left alone, the people are the ones who make that decision. You're right. It's government can actually, through their, the more, you know, the higher up in tyranny, when they're not listening to people, letting the voice of the people make the decision, we're really asking for problems. And this is just another example.
Well, again, to your eternal optimism, I mean, I'm looking at this current SCOTUS and saying to myself, look, I don't know where these people are at with this. Some of the rulings they've come down with, some of the comments made after the rulings, right now it seems like Thomas is the only one that really has a full functioning brain at SCOTUS. I'm sorry, I'm reading some of the comments he's making, some of the things that are hitting SCOTUS, and he seems to be the only one stepping forward with some real common sense legal. That's the other thing people have to understand. They don't make rulings on feelings. They make rulings on what the Constitution says, correct?
Well, that's what some of the members of the Supreme Court, Sotomayor is famous for flippantly ruling based on her feelings and compulsions. Very problematic. Very problematic.
We're going to talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is pushing his deadline for all states to make coronavirus vaccines available to all adults up by 2 weeks.
Biden said Tuesday that his new goal is to have vaccinations available to every American adult that wants one by April 19th. He'd previously set a deadline of May 1st for states to open up their vaccine eligibilities. Speaking from the White House, the president urged people to continue to wear masks and socially distance, saying that while there are better days ahead, we aren't at the finish line yet.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who've seen the end in sight think we're at the finish line already. Let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus. Until we get more people vaccinated, we need everyone to wash their hands, socially distance, and mask up in a recommended mask from the CDC.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Good music, good information. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't get, you know, get involved, get engaged. Don't get fooled by these, Twitter titles that come by you. You want to make sure that you really, you truly are informed and you're not just taking these things in because it's coming out of social media. Really, really bad move to make. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me and Brad. Tell people how more about the organization and how they can help.
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal organization. We do all of our work without charge. We are unique in that we don't just, you know, take on the cherry pick, the high profile big cases. We work hard to make sure everyone gets help because of that, because that's our commitment. We have more offices across the United States, coast to coast, than any other comparable legal organization defending religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. We have great resources, free resources, on our website people can download for free, like 12 steps to protect your children from social workers or CPS, and videos and other materials, about dealing with public schools, parents' rights, religious freedom, et cetera. So I encourage people to take a look at that. And if they need assistance, they should never hesitate to give us a call or to go to our website or support our work at our website with our tax-deductible donation, which is pji.org. It's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
No, and again, I've personally know people that have benefited from using your services and your information and the information that's posted. And I got to tell you, people, the first thing they do is freak out, especially when it comes to child protective services. They have got the power, the ultimate power, and it's very scary when they walk in if you're uninformed. Once you're informed, it's a whole different animal, and they know. They know if you're informed. So,
right. It's very empowering.
It is.
We're right now defending. We were talking about this on our program earlier today. We're defending a gentleman who wanted to just pass out gospel tracts at the huge Cal Expo in Sacramento State Fairgrounds. It was open to everyone. except him, because they said that in order for him to be able to pass out tracts, he would have to get a permit, and he would have to sit and stand in a certain small little square in the outskirts, outside the gate of the entire state fairgrounds that's open to the public.
The free speech square. I mean, I heard about that in the Constitution. So you have free speech in a certain designated area.
Right, and they positioned in a place that would be far away from everyone. It is ridiculous. And today we filed our motion for summary judgment on that case. But I'll tell you, we talked about this. That man we're representing has a wonderful heart, and he could not. He would be smashed, squashed, had we not decided to take up his case that was so important to be protected. Because when we defend his rights to share his beliefs, his convictions, his faith, we defend everyone's rights, and that's our commitment.
No, and it's important because you're right. It's today's day and age. All somebody has to do is scream what you're doing is illegal, and we're going to take you to court, or they come get you. I mean, I've been watching these clips online, which I just find amazing, where the police are showing up, and they're showing up with the county officials, county health officials, and the owners now have been well informed and know enough to say, "I'm sorry, no warrant, no entrance. You're not entitled to come here, come in here like that." And remember the one where the county health worker said, "We don't need a warrant." And he goes, "Yes, everybody needs a warrant to come onto private property."
Right. Everyone is under the Constitution, including public health officers.
Right.
Yeah, and social workers, they'll throw them in too.
Well, so. and even that, there has to be imminent danger, correct? I mean, they could come into your home without a warrant, provided there's some kind of imminent danger that they can justify, correct?
Yes, and even then, protocol is to call police, law enforcement, in those emergency circumstances. Exactly.
Right.
There has to be dire emergency circumstances warning that, but it's very serious, and they have to be able to prove it and to show it. And but we've seen so much abuse by social workers, so much abuse by public health officers, we've been very busy at Pacific Justice Institute pushing them back in court and on the scene.
Well, I am curious. As time goes on here, in a second, I'm going to get to SCOTUS. Because I'm not as optimistic as you are, if we would. You're looking at now more and more states, and you saw, I don't know if you saw, was it, what is her name, Kristi Noem? She decided not to sign the bill that would only allow, women born as women to compete in sports. She used the college-level sports organizations to say, "Hey, look, we don't want to get broiled up in all these lawsuits that'll come down, so I want the bill rewritten," is what she said. So I don't know how true that is or isn't or what have you, but at some point in time, this is also going to make it to SCOTUS. And based on who's there right now, which way do you see this going and why?
Yeah, it's interesting. As far as women and their ability to have protection in terms of sports competitions, I think that's is so basic. The Civil Rights Act was amended so women would have the equal opportunity for sports and athletic competition. I see that the attempts to try to limit that is very problematic, and it's something that should be definitely addressed. I know we're addressing it very aggressively in a number of states across the country, and their legislatures were testifying. And, of course, it can be very problematic if the Equality Act passes as well. So,
yeah. Again, you're going to find yourself, and others are going to find themselves in court a lot over these kind of things because, parents, you can't let it go. Your little girl has been beating her brains out since she was 4 years old, practicing track or whatever it is that she's really into, and then all of a sudden she's going to be told that somebody who's got denser muscles, denser bones, more strength in certain areas, she's going to compete against that. That's not right. It's not fair, and it's not right. And quote-unquote, it's against Mother Nature. for those of you who don't believe in God. Crazy.
You're right. The male has 10 times the testosterone, first off. Number one. Number two, the muscular skeletal structure of a male is definitely to the advantage to the male over the female. There's just inherent advantages and with sport after sport. And the idea that we actually have seen this now, where wrestling competitions have allowed the males to compete with the college, females, males, and of course the males win, and they win, and they win. And it's just insane that we can't understand. Yes, there are differences between males and females. That's why the Civil Rights Act was amended to require to create women's sports for equal opportunity. This is insane, and the fact that such insanity is able to have such strength politically is very disturbing as to where our nation is in for multiple dimensions.
I look at that and say there is fact staring you straight in the face from a medical standpoint. There is fact. They wouldn't have passed the Title IX laws if there wasn't a need for them because of the differences in the makeup. So all of a sudden, are they going to go back and go, oops, oh no, we were wrong about that. We have to wipe that out because we were just too stupid to know better. And now they're going to bring this in? It wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Right. So, you're absolutely right. It's very destructive towards women's rights and opportunities, which is so ironic because it was supposedly the progressives that pushed for that, and now they're literally pushing those women and women's rights off the cliff to create a new agenda and a new world at the expense of common sense, science, and basic fundamental understanding of civil liberties.
It's just PC. They just want to be PC. Right. Again, I go back to the same thing. These are the same people that scream at us to deal with science, and they actually don't. But let's talk about that a little bit more after the break. I want to talk about the Texas approving legislation banning most abortions strictly on a heartbeat. I don't know how you're going to wiggle your way out of this one. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes more with Brad Dacus after the break.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Be engaged. Do something more. Then nothing. It's really that simple. Let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Great organization. You need to find out more about it. Head over to PJI.org. PJI.org. And Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. Get good information from you.
Oh, great. Thank you. It's great to be on the program. Always a pleasure.
All right. So here's where I get to. You either burst your bubble or you burst mine. Okay? So Texas approved legislation banning most abortions. And it's really a poor, you know, I got to say, from a personal standpoint, it's kind of a poor title, because what it leads people to believe is kind of, it's draconian, if you would. But in reality, what you mean by that is they decided to put a bill forward that basically said, if you can find a heartbeat, it's a human and you can't kill it. That's really what they're saying at that point in time. And we're seeing more and more states come up with that, but that is going to get pushed to the Supreme Court. Where do you think they go with it?
Yeah, it will definitely make it to the Supreme Court. There's state after state is adopting this. It's actually very compelling. The heartbeat is known as life. When they remove someone from, you know, they in the movies and in real life, what do they check? They check, you know, not the color of the fingernails. They check the heartbeat. And it's, you know, if the heartbeat's gone, let me try some resuscitation. If the heartbeat doesn't start up again, doesn't continue, then they say, okay, they passed on. Their life is gone. So right. It's the determiner for the passing of life. It's logical then to be the determiner of, arguably, of the initiation of life, or at least the evidence of life. And so I think it's a very compelling process. I think we may have the justices on the Supreme Court. It may be 5-4. Roberts, I don't know where he's at, but I think the others all deep down, I think, want to uphold such states' actions, state actions, so long as it protects the life of the mother if the life of the mother is in danger. And I think that's going to be a very important, and it is in all the legislation, predicate for this to make it through.
Yeah, and again, you know, you're going to see NARAL and so forth. They're going to come after this with a vengeance. They don't want this to pass. They don't want to crack anywhere in their wall, do they?
No, they don't. And they make so much money. They get so many federal dollars, especially now that Biden is elected, turning on the spigot of money to Planned Parenthood and baby killing. So, his hands are just soaked with the blood of the unborn already in a very short period of time. So, they want to get their money, and from the government, they want to get it from the people. This is their revenue. I'd like to say it's just about money. But Margaret Sanger's, her commitment, though, is to limit the black population.
Oh, yeah.
To abort as many black babies as possible. And wouldn't you know it, people say, well, that was a long time ago. Well, wouldn't you know it, they target black communities. They have the greatest density of Planned Parenthood's per capita, ethnic capita, are in black communities, more than targets of any other ethnicity, and roughly half now of all black unborn babies are aborted courtesy of institutions like Planned Parenthood. So it's an evil institution with greedy purposes, selfish purposes, but also very evil purposes. And they're going to be fighting this in every way they can.
Oh, sure.
This is a clear classic example. Like, you know, in Star Wars, you had the good guys and the bad guys. I rarely see in society such crystal clear good guys versus the evil force, the dark force. And yet I think we're seeing great progress, and I am cautiously optimistic that the Supreme Court will inevitably uphold these state laws like was just passed in Texas, affirming life when heartbeat is discovered.
5-4. 5-4. You're really cautiously optimistic with 5-4.
Well, maybe Roberts will, you know, have a certain feeling that day and want to be with the majority, right? The majority opinion be 6-3.
I think they got pictures of him on Epstein Island. You know what I'm saying?
I
can't think of any reason he wouldn't get in line with this. And again, the states, you know, they're talking about nullification all over the place now. All of a sudden, they found the Constitution. These Republican governors, and they're starting to realize what their real power is, and they're going to start exercising it. And I hope they do. Don't you?
Oh, I do. And actually, the voters are demanding it. They put them in office for their promises of being pro-life and respectful of the life of the unborn, et cetera, and other issues. And it's great. It's really exciting to see governors stepping up to their promises, the state legislators stepping up. If someone's a Republican Party in these red states and they want to be a rhino, I think they're finding more difficulty being a rhino because the voters are really coming forward with their expectations and holding them accountable. And I think we'll continue to see that, including in the next midterm.
Right. No, I agree with you. I think you're going to see more and more of us, more and more of the voters, more and more of the people that are active, not just in politics, but active in their communities. I think you're going to see more and more and more of them coming out of the woodwork, coming forward. I get emails on a regular basis now that parents are seeing what their kids are learning at school and are appalled to see some of the curriculum that's there as well. And that's another question somebody gave me last time, but we rounded up the hour too fast, which was,
what kind of rights do parents have when it comes to these classes, especially here in California, where the equity classes are going to be more about, you know, sexual orientation or you know, terms like cisgen and all that. And then again, they say it's about color, but really the majority of the stuff is about sex ed and color.
Right. Yeah, and it's very extreme. It's radical leftism on its face, and even in the information about ethnicity or color, it's very, very extreme. It's not about, you know, let's love everyone and everyone's valuable. It's very counterproductive, using division, stirring hate, fear, guilt, very counterproductive. But when we look at what's happening, though, with the rest of the agenda, the bulk of it, which is what the left does, they hide their real intentions with false pretext. Really, a lot of this is dealing with the transgender movement, the LGBT movement, and trying to push and brainwash children to have their values, their perspective, even though it's very disrespectful to the beliefs, convictions, and values of hundreds of thousands, millions of parents across the country. Public schools are supposed to be a place for all children to be able to come, not just those who want to be brainwashed or whose parents want their kids to be brainwashed a certain way. That's not what public education is about, but it's now about public indoctrination. And you know it better than anyone, and you've seen it firsthand, I'm sure, with your position on a public school board. It's becoming more and more problematic without question.
Well, you know, the biggest problem that I have, and you and I have talked about this a million times, is one, you've got conservative trustees stepped up, ran for office, and they hide under the dais. They make me crazy. You can't be out there pounding the table as you're running for office and go, you know, I'm going to protect your kids, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to... You don't. A lot of you don't. So that makes me nuts. Number two is that these parents that are complaining, the ones who don't want to see this happen, they need to come out. They need to come out, get on Zoom in some cases, show up at the board meetings, and show that there's more of them out there than we even know about. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely. And parents need to speak up. Otherwise, the teachers' union will control. And the teachers' union is very extreme, very dangerous. They're not about education. They're about power, control, and indoctrination. And that's why the only counterbalance are the parents politically and Pacific Justice Institute specifically legally when they can be shown to have crossed the line with their policies with regard to the Constitution or the state statutory rights of parents.
Do you? We only have about a minute and a half left, so I know you can't answer this whole question, but for all intents and purposes, when it comes to sex education, do parents have a right to yank their children? Do parents have a right to say, no, you're not showing my son illustrations of him pleasuring himself or having sex with somebody else?
The general rule is yes, they do. But my qualifier is we have parents, if they want to maximize their rights, they need to submit an opt-out form to the school. We have customized for each of the 50 states the maximum protection of parents via opt-out form. So we have one for each state, including one just for California. And they can get that for free on our website. They should download it. Every parent is a child in public schools. Every single one of them should download the opt-out form and fill it out and submit it to the school. If they have any difficulties or pushback, they should contact us, and we'll take care of everything without charge.
Is that strictly for sex ed, or how about some of these equity classes about, you know, breaking down, you know, white deconstructionalism, you know?
Yeah, some of this, unfortunately, parents can't opt out of legally. There's some other maneuvers that they might make for that particular day, and we can give parents counsel on that. But it's very problematic, especially with liberal legislators.
PJI.org, PJI.org. People, you may not need them now. Somebody in your family might need them. Check them out. See how you can help them out. And Brad, always a pleasure. Always enjoy my conversation with you. Okay, next hour, it's all about Joey B. and the lies. We'll be back in a little bit.
That went fast.